listening to Carolina Focus on News 1110 99.3 WBT, 107.9 The Link, 102.5 610 The Fan. It's also available as a podcast at WBT.com. I'm your host, Mark Thomas. Glad you could join us here this morning. And you may be listening, sitting down, eating some holiday cookies and enjoying the program, drinking a cup of your favorite coffee. But the holiday season, as I think everybody knows, is a time for weight gain. It's wintertime, and it feels good, and there's lots of goodies around, and it's hard to resist putting on a few pounds. 5 to 10 is the national average, believe it or not. And as you probably know, some of the people here at WBT, WLNK, and WFNZ who are on specific weight loss programs with some of our advertisers, and that's one way to eliminate the fat, but a better way is to not get it in the first place. And to that end, we're going to be talking now to Dr. Keith Cantor. He's written a couple books on nutrition. He's been appeared on CNN and Fox News. So weight gain is a totally apolitical subject that we address here this morning. Dr. Cantor, welcome to Carolina Focus.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show again.
I mean, this is one of those things, everybody, you know, myself included, it's hard not to gain weight during the holidays. And when I say holiday season, I look at it a little bit differently. I think it starts at Thanksgiving, and it ends when the final gun is shot at the end of the Super Bowl.
Well, I was going to say New Year's, but in the United States, from Thanksgiving to New Year's, the average person gains 7 pounds. They call it seasonal weight gain. I call it weight creep. And everybody thinks it's okay. They say, oh, I'll lose it in January. But what happens is they only lose like 4 pounds throughout the year. So each year they're picking up 2, 3, 4 pounds. And after 5 years, all of a sudden you gain 15, 20 pounds.
And you're looking around going, why don't these pants fit?
That's right. My wife bought smaller pants, is what they say.
Do you have these in the dryer too long, honey? What's going on here? Yeah, I know we want to blame it on a lot of things, but, you know, I mean, let's face it. Eating is something that we love to do. Everybody loves to eat. I don't know. There are very few people that don't, and they're usually considered having some sort of psychological disorder.
Well, if you don't mind me getting a little scientific for a minute.
Go ahead.
It's a chemical reaction. What happens is we eat foods that stimulate the opiate receptors, which are clusters of proteins we have in our brain, spinal cord, and gastrointestinal tract. And it's usually stimulated by drugs and alcohol, but other things stimulate it, like sugar and gluten and additives, preservatives, dyes, things like that, dairy. All those things that are around a lot during the holidays stimulate the opiate receptors. When it stimulates the opiate receptors, it goes to the brain and it releases dopamine, the same exact thing that happens when you take drugs and alcohol. And it releases the dopamine, which is the pleasure neurotransmitter, and it makes you feel good and it makes you want more. And the largest addiction in the United States isn't opium. The largest addiction in the United States is sugar. And people are literally addicted to it, and that's what happens during the holidays.
You're not supposed to say that sort of thing, Dr. Cantor. That's not popular with the sugar growers and marketers of corn sweeteners and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, when I spoke before Congress and I told them to take away the $3 billion subsidy from the sugar people, they didn't like me either.
I can only imagine. But yeah, it's one of those things, but we like it, for obvious reasons. It's fun. I mean, I've got a great, my wife says, oh, I had my oatmeal this morning. Well, I have this oatmeal cookie recipe that's got white chocolate chips and craisins in it and brown sugar. Well, yeah, she likes it.
Yeah, of course.
But and that's how people ration, not to put my wife on the spot here, but I mean, that's how people rationalize it a lot of times. It's not that bad. It's just a cookie.
Well, and that's what happens, and then they have another and another. But there's things that you could do to still have fun during the holidays and not totally, you know, pig out, for lack of a better word, and gain the weight. And they're simple things. So if you want me to go through them, I gladly will.
Give us some of the simple simple things, because I think that's the best place to start. If it's simple and easy that people can, you know, understand and grasp the concept, they're more likely to do it than some arcane, you know, method of weight loss.
That's correct.
Or weight avoidance.
Okay, the first thing is, if you go into a party, eat before you go. So if you're going to a dinner party, what a lot of people do is they say, hey, I'm going to skip lunch so I could use those calories for dinner. And it's not the same thing. Your body could only break it down so fast. The rest is going to turn to fat. So eat a healthy lunch if you're going to a dinner party. Eat a healthy breakfast if you're going to a lunch party. And if you have to travel, bring a snack, like a healthy snack, like a trail mix or something like that, so you won't be starving when you get there. And that's one of the things that happens. We go to the party, we saved up all this empty space in our stomach, and we go there and we gouge ourselves. And that's one of the things. So if you eat before you go, regular, that'll help a lot. The next thing is, if you exercise regularly, don't skip your exercise. You might have to change it because of time, but you could buy one of those $5 or $10 step meters and try to do 10,000 steps a day during the holidays. And you could do it at the mall, you could do it at work, you could do it at home, and that'll at least burn some calories and raise your metabolism rate, so you burn more calories, you know, while you're not working out. And those are two very easy things. And the third and most important one is drink a lot of water. You're supposed to drink 1/2 of your body weight in ounces of water per day. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you're supposed to drink 75 ounces of water a day. Especially, you should do that all the time, but especially during the holiday season. It's good for you, it helps your lymphatic system, but more importantly, it keeps you a little full. And then an extra, two extra tricks in there, if you're gonna drink, try to drink the non-sugary drinks that they have. You know, use like soda water or lemon lime and stuff, or better yet, light beer or wine, and have a glass of water in between each drink. And I sort of cheat. I use a special water called Aqua OH, AQUA-OH.com. It's a hydroxide alkaline water, and the OH in it runs around and grabs the H's in your body, which is what causes acidity, which causes acidosis, which causes inflammation, and that's what throws off the insulin mechanism. Besides the dopamine response, it tells your body you need more sugar and carbohydrates. So I use that. You get it right off the website, and it's actually, because it comes as a concentrate and you mix it, it's actually cheaper than bottled water. So I sort of cheat, and it gets rid of the acid from the alcohol and the sugar right away.
And we're talking with Dr. Keith Cantor here on Carolina Focus about watching your weight during the holidays in order to avoid having to take off pounds next year. Don't put them on now. That's the best way to do it. But you go to the parties and, you know, you try to, I would imagine alcohol in general is something that you want to try to limit.
Yes, but if you tell people not to drink, they're not going to listen to you, like you said. So if you're going to drink, try to have non-sugary drinks or light beer or wine, and have a glass of water, and if you can, do it with Aqua OH in between each glass of alcohol, and that'll limit your alcohol. You could still have fun, and it'll fill you up.
And now, as far as other types of foods, you know, we talk about cookies and candies. Are there other foods that we need to kind of be a little more conscious of?
Yes. Well, I'm going to do it the opposite way. What you want to try to do is fill up on proteins, you know, the turkey, the brisket, whatever, as much as you can, and the vegetables, and hopefully they'll either grill the vegetables so they taste real good, and then as much heart healthy fats like guacamole, which is avocado, coconut oil, things made with olive oil, salmon, all things that have the healthy fats. If you concentrate on those macronutrients, protein, heart healthy fats, and complex carbohydrates from vegetables. Do that for 3/4 of your plate and only have 1/4 of your plate left for the things that you shouldn't really be eating, like the dressings and the sweet things.
The sweet potato casserole.
That's it.
Brown sugar and the pecans on it.
And just have less of your plate available for that, and fill up on the protein, complex carbohydrates, which is vegetables and dark fruits and heart healthy fats, and you'll be better off. And don't skip dessert. But if there's 4 desserts that you like, just take 1/4 of each one. So you tasted each one, you made those 4 people happy, Aunt Molly and Aunt Maribel, and you made everybody happy that you tried it, but you still only had 1 dessert.
So in other words, what I did at Thanksgiving, having 3 slices of pie because there were 3 pies there, that you don't recommend that.
Well, yes, but just have 3 1/3 slices of pie.
Okay.
And you still could have got the taste, and then you would have probably saved 800 calories.
Yeah, I know, and I paid for it too. Because I'm one of those. I've been much more conscious in the past few months about trying to drop some pounds, and doing regular exercising and watching what I eat, and even as much as I was trying over Thanksgiving, I put on 2 pounds that week.
Yeah, which is pretty good compared to most people, but still, you didn't want to do it. And, there's other things that you could do. We make everything centered around food. How about just talking with your friends and relatives a little bit more? How about playing a game? How about going for a walk if it's not snowing, after dinner together? And looking at the lights in the neighborhoods and stuff like that. All of that will raise your basal metabolism and help. But we don't do that. We hang out by the food and we just snack all night.
Yeah. And that's the sort of thing that we need to be cognizant of: eating the healthy proteins, eating the healthy fats, getting our carbs from vegetables, and watching our intakes.
Yes, that's what. Yeah, and really, if you think of it, the best thing really is the protein. If you think of it, that's what you're paying for when you go to some place to eat, is the turkey. All the other stuff is extra. It just happens to be all the other stuff tastes good and has lots of carbs, but turkey or even brisket or even ham, which is the worst of them, pork would be better, but have less calories. They take longer to digest, and the quickest thing to digest and turn to sugar is simple carbs like cookies and things like that and cakes.
But we can have a little taste, just don't go overboard.
Moderation. That's it. Everything in moderation.
Dr. Keith Cantor, we appreciate you being here on Carolina Focus and hope you have a blessed holiday season.
Thanks. Same to you and all your listeners.
There you go. How was that?